I forgot to hit record. Welcome to the Ugly Truth. I'm Jamie. This is my sister, Stephanie. Okay, so first topic of discussion. The Oscars happened almost a month ago, but we haven't talked about it. You and I only watch, we like to watch for the fashion. And of course, yeah. You know, any awards, it's true. No one really ever remembers who wins anything after a couple of years. Like, no one really remembers. Some things you remember, but some things you don't. You know,
and the thing is we were talking, we had a meeting on Friday. It's a good meeting that I run. And the icebreaker was, did you watch the Oscars? And of all of the movies, which one would you recommend? For those of us who haven't watched them all. Nobody watched any of, everybody saw Barbie and that was it.
Nobody saw Oppenheimer?
Well, one person saw Oppenheimer. Two people tried to watch it and said it was so boring they turned it off. An hour into it. And they're like, I just couldn't get through it. I tried, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's real.
And then that one with Emma Stone, she won.
The Folks, or what's it called?
No, it's like something things.
Oh,
Not Stranger Things. Oh my God.
Oh my God, we literally did this in the meeting. We're like, what's it called?
Something things. Yeah. Among things, little things.
No.
Okay. She won. And that was actually the one shock of the evening was that everybody thought Lily Gladstone was going to win because she had won a couple of other things. But Emma Stone had also won.
Right.
For that role. Everybody's like, she was snubbed. She was robbed. I'm like, she wasn't robbed. It was just that she won. It was it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think for me, the highlight, it's always the music.
Yes.
And when Billie Eilish came out and sang, I've seen her sing this on different shows like SNL and stuff like that. And I cry every single freaking time she sings that song.
What is it? I don't know, because it's a beautiful song.
Because of the scene in Barbie when that happens.
Oh my God.
If that doesn't epitomize what it's like to be a woman from birth till death, I don't know what is.
It's so good. It's so interesting to me because I would have assumed, and I don't know why, that most women, you know, 90% of the, there's a few women who didn't get it. And okay, fuck off. I don't care if you didn't get it. That's fine.
But I don't know how that's possible.
Same, but whatever. Okay. Sure. I just feel like maybe they're shallow. There's something wrong with them. I don't know.
Or they just went in going, I'm not going to like it because everyone likes
it.
Or
maybe. I don't know. I literally had no opinion on it because I hadn't heard enough about the movie other than I'm like, Barbie, okay. You know? But when we were in the meeting when we were doing the icebreaker, this one girl gets on. She's like, you know, the only movie I saw was Barbie. And honestly, I thought it was okay. I just hated the way they portrayed men. You know, men are an important part of our society and everything. I wanted to choke her.
Why do they do this?
I'm like, you are the problem. You're the fucking problem. Yes, I was so angry. But then but it's work meeting, so you can't say anything. Everyone's like, mm-hmm. Like, it was one of those really awkward, silent moments, though, where everybody was probably thinking something.
They're just like,
the men dare not say anything.
No.
They wouldn't. No. But the women in the room were all looking at each other like, mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we were.
You need to move out of your dad's house.
Thank you. So
funny,
but right. Anyway,
I digress. So you and I, fashion, music. First of all, quick on the fashion. If I never see another floating shoulder strap again, it will be fine by me.
And why would you ever want to be twinsies, even remotely? It's, I know it was so identical, dumb. But at the Oscars,
the Golden Globes, everybody had the pointy sheet like fronts.
Ugh. God.
And now they have the floating straps. I'm like, look, I realize that we're running out of ideas for fashion and we just want to do something new and unique. This ain't it, guys.
No.
Okay? No.
And can we talk about the napkin-esque?
I'm done.
Kim Kardashian, she was the epitome of the napkin dress.
And then some model showed up looking like she was wearing a sheet.
But there were a bunch of women who wore things that were similar-ish to.
So crazy.
Sheet-like or napkin-like or folded like a napkin. So you know, it was just ridiculous. Yeah.
I thought it was ridiculous. It was too. I'm like, come on.
And why are we all wearing snake necklaces? Know.
That was so strange, right?
Like, in some way, shape, or form, they all had like the snake wraparound necklace or bracelet.
Did you see Ariana Grande's dress?
Serpentine.
The pink bubblegummy.
She looked terrible.
Everybody goes, she looks like an inverted anus. I'm like, you know what? She does.
That dress just swallowed her.
Well, she's so little.
Talk about a wisp of a human.
She is a wisp of a human. You're right. She's so tiny. And, you know, she's trying really hard to beat the bad press right now.
Too late.
It is too late. And the other thing that people are actually really hanging on is the fact that she keeps changing her accent. Now she's trying to bring back the transatlantic accent constantly. And I'm just like, why?
Something's wrong with her.
Somebody said that she has no clue who she is.
Because she's 100% agree with
that. She's been emulating people for so long. And she is really good at voices. She's good at imitating voices.
Yeah.
So that maybe she's just really struggling with her own identity. And so she's just trying to figure it out. Well, I don't know.
She needs to stay single is what she needs to do.
Girl.
And wait like 5 years. Yeah. Because she needs to mature. And she needs, there's something wrong with her.
I know. Well,
I think it's shocking for a lot of people because somebody who that has that much raw talent, because the girl can fucking sing.
Oh, she's amazing.
Amazing.
I just listened to her full album the other day and I'm like, I can't deny it's a good album.
Yeah.
There's some really good songs on there, but yeah, she needs to do some personal work. I will say this. She, I don't think, has ever gotten over the death of her boyfriend, Mac Miller.
I agree. And but I mean, there was something wrong with her for her being the love of her life. The guy was a fucking major drug addict.
Oh, hardcore.
Yeah.
So hardcore.
You know?
Yeah. I'm it's like, true. It's true.
Was he the love of her life, or she? You know, she was well, like 20 at the time. Also,
you know what people do is they tend to convert memory into they perfect people.
Yeah. And now he's dead, so she can always hold him on that platform.
Exactly. You know, right. It does happen. Anyway,
speaking of fashion, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something else?
No. Nope.
What did you think of America Ferrera's in Versace? She wore that the foil look.
That pink, she was stunning.
I mean, she is beautiful.
I mean, I wasn't a fan of the neckline, but I thought she looked so beautiful. Emma Stone.
And then
dress.
Emma Stone wore Louis Vuitton, which I thought she was beautiful. I don't know if that's mint or is that.
It's very prom dress like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just she's white as a ghost. So why would you choose something so pale?
I don't know. They do that. Or sometimes they'll
it's
wear like
embracing it.
The real skin colors.
No.
Yeah, don't do
Sharon that. Sharon Stone has done that many times with her fair skin and her blonde hair. And I'm like, you can't even tell. All you can see is a pair of eyes. Everything else is just one muted color.
It's true, one color.
You can't tell your skin whole from beige, the fabric.
Yeah, the whole beige look seemed. I don't know. I mean, I thought that red seemed to be the color of the night. There were a lot of people who wore the bright colors, which I thought was beautiful. Some of the speeches were great, but I think it cannot be said enough how Ryan Gosling stole the show.
I couldn't stop. And you know, I can't. I think of like, was that when I started watching?
Like, well,
I just happened
not?
To turn it on. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, these are because it was on so early. Like you mentioned,
it was on very early. Yes.
And so I was kind of like to that point of my day. It was Sunday, you know, where I'm like, I turned on the TV and I'm like, oh shit, these are on. I'm like, okay, I'm not that drunk yet. I can still watch. And it was Ryan, and I'm like, I couldn't stop.
It was funny because Daryl reminded me. He goes, you know, of course he can sing. He was on the Mickey Mouse Club with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera. He was literally one of the Musketeers with some of the most talented singers we have today. And I'm like, oh, that's right. He can carry a tune. And he's so good. Oh my gosh. It was great.
Every time I see him perform, I am just more and more in love with him. He's so good looking. I mean,
he's good looking. I don't like blonde guys, but he's good looking.
We were talking on one of our last episodes about, the stereotypical American girl on The Bachelor, Daisy.
Yes.
Ryan is that for a guy.
Basically.
But I'm not tired of him yet.
No. Well, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, and I will.
And he's married to Eva Longoria.
Eva Mendes.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, remember I made that mistake a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not Longoria.
It's an Eva.
Longoria's married to
somebody else. Yeah. She is, you're
Mendes
right.
is the one that wears turbans.
She wears turbans?
Sometimes.
Well, she's the one that was in all of the Fast and Furious movies.
I think she's hot.
I love her. She's beautiful.
But, you know, you got to have mad respect for a man who can handle a Latina.
Especially like her.
Yes. She's unbelievable. So anyway, with that being
said. Which must mean he's amazing in bed. That's all I have to say.
He has three daughters. Aww. And you're right. He probably
because
is.
Because how could he? Yeah. There's no way. She's like, you guys have no idea.
And what I love is how he keeps his private life private. They never go to events together. They never bring their children. They don't trot their kids out.
Crazy?
Nothing. On that note, but before we move on to our next call, I've got to tell you about this guy that accosted us at Costco.
Oh, yes. I've heard a little bit about this. But.
I don't even know. I'm sure it was a TikTok. But somebody said, I think that celebrities aren't naming their kids these weird names. I think they're announcing those weird names to the public, but they actually have normal names and they protect them.
Oh. So Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter really isn't named Apple.
No. It's a normal name, but she tells everyone it's Apple so that they can't find her.
That's actually a really good idea.
And I'm like,
they're like disguise names.
My mind is blown because Angelina Jolie trots her kids out, so we all kind of know who they are. But like Gwyneth Paltrow, you barely see her kids. No. You know? I mean, you do, but and not that often.
And the only reason why we see Gwyneth and what's her ex's name's kids is because Gwyneth kind of parades them around a little bit.
A little, but they're like almost adults now.
Now they are.
So it's like, I'm like, that, but when they're born, it makes complete sense. Like, I know that, like, J-Lo named her kids Max and Emmy, right?
Yeah.
They're twins.
But except are they really Max and Emmy?
Max and Emmy are the dragons from Dragon Tales. Oh. That's their names. Max and Emmy are the dragons from Dragon Tales. I'm like, I wonder if that's not their name.
It's probably not their name.
I wonder if it's something else.
Probably.
And I'm like, this is so fascinating to me. It is. I didn't do any deep dive on names of all the kids, but I'm like,
wouldn't it be? You probably couldn't find it.
What? No, no, not real names, but like, we
do
go,
do you think Kim Kardashian does that too?
North, south, east, west, Chicago, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that makes sense. That's brilliant.
Psalm. And to me, her kid's name is Psalm.
I have to tell you this, that if I was crazy famous, I would probably do that.
Yeah.
How brilliant is that to safely protect your kids' government names from insane people? They'll never know their real names. You could Google Northwest forever and you're never going to get
what her real name is.
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is so smart.
Yeah,
this
it really is. God, how did I not ever think of that? Oh, we're all fooled.
My mind was blown. And I'm like, I feel so dumb that I just accept the fact that famous people name their kids unhinged names.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They don't.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I know.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We drank the Kool-Aid.
Speaking of unhinged, Stephanie, Daryl and I went to Costco for, you know, what everybody goes to Costco for. Too many nuts. Giant pounds of whatever. You
60
know.
Pounds of steaks.
Whatever. Yeah. So we're walking through.
25 and pounds of chicken breast.
Because spring is coming, there's a garden section at Costco now. Yeah. And so we're always on the hunt for a hose because hoses are such
Jamie,
a pain.
And why are they expensive?
Exactly. And so we go to.
That's why nobody buys a hose. We all let our hoses go. We put tape around them. Because I'm like, I'm not spending $60 on a hose.
Exactly. And so we're going down this aisle. There's a guy in the aisle, but I didn't think anything of it. And we're looking at the hoses. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, he's like, yeah, there's that power shooter thing that I bought that you got and that I broke promptly. And I said, I'm not buying another one. You're just going to break it.
Well, if it can break that easy, then that means a piece of shit.
That's exactly my point.
It's not like Daryl like was extra hard on the
hose. Well, he was, but it's beside the point.
Did he run over it? I mean.
No, he just was fucking with it. And he's like, I broke your hose. I'm like, no. But anyway. So I'm like, yeah. And so we're having this discussion. I'm like, I'm not buying another one. They're obviously not they're not sturdy. So then
she
I said,
it on TV?
No, but it may have said I seen actually. So there was a hose there and I'm like, oh, he goes, oh, this is because the fabric hoses are really nice because, you know, whatever.
They fold up really easy. They don't take a lot of
room. And then
when
the water's out, they're like little shriveled up little casings and it's over. And so we're talking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, but that one's not long enough. And he's like, yeah, that's true. Well, maybe we'll whatever. This gentleman who was standing in front of the hose section turns to us and it only matters because of the situation. He was Chinese.
Okay.
Because he had a very thick Chinese accent. Like we could understand him, but he was clearly not his first language.
Okay.
It was Chinese and English was his second language. And he goes, oh, he goes, are you looking at the hoses? And we're like, well, we were. And he's like, don't buy these hoses. He's like, you need to buy something on Amazon called the Flexzilla. And I'm like, Flexzilla? He goes, yes. He goes, I know these things. He's like, my friend is a gardener. I'm buying the hose for my mom. And he was going on and on about it. And he looks it up. And he's like, here, look at this. He goes, take a picture so you'll remember. It's the Flexzilla.
Oh, my God.
So Daryl is already like, I'm leaving.
Like,
I'm not dealing with this. I don't know what this is, but this is
I'm
awkward.
I'm having none of it.
And I don't know what this is. And I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. And he would kept going on and on. Oh, and he kept saying, Flexzilla, Flexzilla, like Godzilla. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm giving him the full look over. He's clearly married. He's got the things he has in his basket are normal. And I'm like, I would think that he was accosting us to buy something at the store. Like he's a salesperson, but he's not. He's like, don't buy this hose. And we're like, okay. Daryl is literally physically leaving.
He's like walking off.
He literally pushed the cart and he kept pushing it like 2 feet at a time.
He was trying to like signal you.
Let's go. No, he wasn't. He knew what was happening. But he was like, yeah, that's really interesting. Okay, yeah, we'll keep that in mind. He's like, no, you have to take a picture of my phone. And I'm like, don't take a picture of his phone. I don't know what this is, but don't take a picture of his phone.
I'm not doing
it. What if he's trying to steal something through our phone?
For God's sakes. Or distracting you. There's a lot of that.
Right? And so I'm like, no. So Daryl's like, oh, okay. And from far away, he did it, you know? And so he wouldn't let me go. Not, he didn't physically not let me go.
But he
wouldn't
stop talking.
Like eye contact talking. And I was like, uh-huh. And you know me, Stephanie. At some point, I will go, thank you. And, yeah, and I said that same. Two or three times, the man would not. Finally, at some point, I look at him and I'm thinking, this man is caught in a loop and he doesn't know how to end this.
Well, you just say, have a nice day.
Because he's awkward and he doesn't know how to stop what he's saying. And he kept saying, flexilla, flexilla, flexilla. And I'm like, are you having a stroke? Like, and I wasn't getting angry, but I'm just like, we have to stop this.
Like, how can this end?
It needs to end.
Yeah.
And so finally, and Daryl's like an aisle down. He's like, bye. Thank you very much. And I'm like touching things like I'm shopping. And I'm like, okay.
That's when you just move.
So I left. Finally, we moved. He's like, okay, don't forget. We're like, we will not forget this.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Oh my and God. So Daryl's like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, well, we just encountered an awkward Asian man. This is what it looks like from the other side. This is what it looks like when we won't shut up.
I know, right?
This is it. This is it. This is full circle. I understand now. And I'm like, how many people must have this story about me somewhere at like a Thrifty or a CVS so going, true. Do you remember that woman who wouldn't stop talking about the Imodium AD? This is Jamie. What this is.
This something very similar happened to me at work.
Dear and, Lord.
But when it's at work, it's different because you're kind of forced to deal with. You're dealing with the public. Oh, you know dear. What I mean? And so after it was over, I don't know my own patience, but when you're in work mode and you do your job, you know, you do what you got to do. Sure. I come back, I get back behind my secure door and immediately everyone looks at me. They're like, well, they're all looking at me like, was that fun? And
like,
I'm
what
like,
are you talking about?
Well, you know, they're like, we were watching. We were wondering how long that was going to go on. Oh, you know, they're like, you're so incredibly patient. Like, how do you do it? I'm like, was I?
You probably like, disassociate.
I do.
Yeah. You just disassociate, and you're just going through the motions. Well, anyway,
it was very, very bizarre, but yeah.
Well, with that being said, we appreciate
you. But at least I was getting paid.
Yeah, no kidding. At least you had that. I didn't get any of that.
You're just in Costco like, no. Can I just get out of here, please?
Our biggest fear was we were going to run into him again in another aisle, and he was going to say something else.
I would have like, we're done. We're done shopping. Do we have what we need? Is there anything else we can quickly throw in the cart and get the hell out of here?
We saw him head to the lines, so we waited. Yeah. But then I'm like, no, he's gone now. We can leave.
Let's go have a quiche.
With that being said, please follow us on our social media. We're big fans of TikTok and Instagram. We are on Facebook, but I mean, primarily you're going to find most of our activity on TikTok and Instagram. Follow us and like us and share us. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye. Bye.